Thank you, Chairman. And since we are taking the floor the first time, the Kenya delegation wish to congratulate you on the assumption of the chairmanship and express confidence in your ability to lead this meeting. Mr. Chairman, in line with expressions made earlier by Germany, Kenya established a national focal point, the National Commission for Science, Technology and Innovation, as the focal point for the implementation of BWC. We have also established an interagency BWC implementation committee comprised of relevant ministries, departments, and agencies, including government, research institutions, academia, in order to have a holistic approach in the implementation of the convention. Kenya is currently developing a biosciences bill to provide a legal framework for prosecuting crime related to biological threats and an institutional framework to prevent and respond to biological threats. We like to highlight the complementarities of the BWC and the UNSCR 1540 and converging instruments, including the Office of the International Epizootis or World Animal Health Organization, the World Health Organization, the International Health Regulations, the International Plant Protection Convention, and customer border controls on capacities and capabilities of implementing MDAs. We continue to promote closer cooperation of the scientific community across disciplines and institutions, relevant government ministries and departments, recognizing that the implementation of BWC is an interagency approach. In this regard, Kenya is implementing the EU initiative on centers of excellence for preventing risks in under CBRN initiative. We are pursuing a whole of government approach and a centralized regulatory coordination, which we find important in ensuring that responsible entities, departments, and agencies are able to deliver their legal mandates. Mr. Chairman, Kenya has entered a partnership with the Center for Biosafety and Biosecurity of Denmark, with whom we have hosted a side event this morning to enhance the support for the development of the legal framework and ensuring awareness among our universities on biosafety and biosecurity. We also are implementing an agreement with the United States of America on cooperation to facilitate efforts to reduce the threat from naturally occurring diseases, biological attacks, or an intentional release of biological pathogens and toxins. We continue to submit to the process of CBMs, as has been discussed earlier, and we welcome the e-platform for CBM submission, as we also appreciate the work that has been done by Japan, co-sponsored by Australia, Germany, Malaysia, and Switzerland, in developing the paper that was subject to this discussion this morning on a step-by-step approach to CBMs. Mr. Chairman, we recognize that a comprehensive and multifaceted approach is required for close cooperation between the security, scientific, public health and agricultural sectors, industry and academia, and civil society in pursuing the provisions of the BWC's Article 10. And all these need to take place at all levels of national, regional, and international engagements. We thank you, Mr. Chairman, as we also align ourselves as a delegation to the expression made earlier by the distinguished delegate of Venezuela on behalf of the NAM. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.